Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. If you don't have a brother or sister, you might know something about sibling rivalry. Why can't you be more like your brother? Why can't you be more like your sister? Trying to outdo each other. What happens? A rivalry is born. In John's gospel, we have a rivalry. One chosen, not born. Not made by human action or human will or human generation. No, these, my friends, these brothers are chosen by God. God gives the power to become children of God, chosen by Jesus, one with the Father, chosen to be his disciples. The Gospel of John is one of the four Gospels in the New Testament. The Bible is divided into Old Testament, before Jesus, and looking toward Jesus, and the New Testament about Jesus and after Jesus. Gospel means good news. The good news about Jesus. We stand for the reading of the gospel. Stand for Jesus, who is present among us in his word. In all four gospel, Jesus calls disciples, gathers as group of followers. Following Jesus is never going it alone, with Jesus and with other. And so Jesus calls, gathers, enlightens his disciples, call, gathers, enlighten us, his church, his community. When Jesus called God, disciples in all four gospels, in the gospel of John, we see a rivalry of sort between two of those first disciples, Peter and John. Peter would go on to be one of the pillars of the early church. John would go on to write the Gospel of John. Peter was a fisherman called by Jesus to come and see. John, traditionally believed to be the author of the Gospel of John, is referred to as the one Jesus loved. Seems to be the younger. Interesting to note that the majority of the first disciples were a mixed group, kind of like us. Jesus called disciples from near and far. The night before Jesus' death, when he celebrated the Passover, means this is a meal remembering how the people of God was brought out of slavery. After washing his disciples' feet, that special night, John, the beloved disciple, is reclining next to Jesus. Peter asked John to ask Jesus. Interesting. Who will betray Jesus? A little later in the evening, Peter asked, Lord, where are you going? Jesus, who is going to the cross, our cross of sin and shame. Peter promised that night before Jesus' death that he will lay his life down for Jesus. Jesus says, tonight you will deny me 3 times. Later that night, Jesus is arrested. John goes into the courtyard of the high priest with Jesus. Peter stands outside, warming himself by a charcoal fire. Tell us what happens next. Jesus denied Jesus 3 times. He weeps, runs away, broken. John is with Jesus at the cross, takes care of Jesus' mother after Jesus' death on the cross. When Mary Magdalene, the first disciple of the resurrection, tells the disciple that the stone was rolled away and the body of Jesus was missing, Peter and John, those rivals, ran to the tomb. Like two brothers running against each other. Who got there first? John. John sees the linen cloth, wrappings that doesn't go in. Peter jumps right in, bewildered. Finally, our gospel reading today, Peter and John goes fishing. Easter's all over. Same old routine. Jesus appeared. Doesn't know that it's Jesus. No fish. Jesus tells them to cast out to the net on the right side. Now, they're full of fish. Peter jumps into the water. Here John said, it is the Lord. Peter's not to be outdone this time by John. No, John isn't going to be him this time. Jesus jumped in and swam like crazy and made it to the shore. And what does Jesus find when he makes it ashore? A charcoal fire. A charcoal fire is where Jesus denied Jesus three times at night. Now, at a charcoal fire in the morning, Jesus will forgive Peter three times. Jesus promised to Peter that he will fish for more than fish. Peter will use those fishing skills, that patience, the hard work, that dedication to bring in others to Jesus, to be a family not made of flesh and blood, but born of God in the water of baptism. Peter, do you love me? No accusation, just a question. That's what Jesus asked Peter three times. Three times Peter denied. Three times Jesus asked, do you love me? No lecture, no grudge. If only we could live that way. Do you love me? Jesus asks us, is your relationship with Jesus the most important relationship in your life? Think about it. What would you say? Peter says, yes, Lord, you know that I love you. You know that I am flighty. You know that I'm hot-headed. You know that I'm anxious. Yes, Lord, you know I'm impulsive. You know that I'm selfish. Yes, Lord. You know that I jumped in, but then I sunk. You know me, Lord. Yes, you know us. Jesus says, follow me. Jump in. Take the plunge. Get wet. These baptismal waters of forgiveness will cover you. Jump in. Go deeper. Be filled with the forgiveness of God. Receive and give. Live and love. Peter is forgiven. We are forgiven in Christ. We are called to live in this forgiveness and to forgive and support each other. There are to be no rivalry between us. Like Peter and John, our only rivalry is who can be forgiven in Christ more and who can forgive in Christ more and more. For Jesus' sake. Amen.